Ralph, your business, and me. Hi, Ralph McDonald. How you doing at 95.9 KSOK? Good to see you.
I'm doing wonderfully.
So you knew about Cash Me Outside Girl already, huh?
Yeah, that's like several years old.
See, I read stories about her on the air and said, oh, look, she has a chance to get a book. She got blah, blah, blah. I just never seen the video or the show. And then once I saw it, then I couldn't stop saying what she says. How about that?
You are so out of step with.
I knew the story. I just hadn't seen the video or the whatever it is. Anyway, how you doing? Doing all right?
I'm doing wonderfully.
How's your body? We like to complain about aches and pains and creaks all the time, don't we?
Oh yes, we do.
Yeah. What hurts on your body today?
Everything.
What the mainly? Changed, what hurts the
weather
the most?
Change. My back.
Okay. Oh, the weather does that to it.
Oh yeah.
I had like aching of my behind my knees.
Crawling
last
around,
night.
I was crawling around on the floor doing a job yesterday. That probably didn't help much.
You ever thought about having somebody else do that can crawl better?
Yes, but there's only three of us at the store, we're kind of limited on who can do what.
That's understandable.
Know?
Okay, let's talk about business first. Let's talk about how to make our business more efficient through technology.
You know, there's a lot of things we can do to make our internet and our network and our computer usage more efficient. One of the things I still find from time to time, people out there that are using old network equipment and they're operating at about a tenth of the speed that they could.
Oh, really?
Be. Yes.
Wow. Like how old?
Probably 10 years old, you know, and they're like, well, you know, when it locks up, we just go over, we do this or that. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Hang on a second. You know, there are things we can do to make this better so that you don't have to do that anymore.
Are they trying to save money? Are they scared? What's the deal?
They just don't know that they need to do it.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know.
We just kind of got used to it over time.
We are in the mindset, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We don't realize that it is broken.
Right.
It does need to be fixed. Well, I can still do what I do. It's kind of like there's this movie called Down Periscope with the guy from Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And there's the radio dude that would take his shoe and socks off and hold one wire, and he'd lick his fingers and grab another wire, and then he'd tentatively reach out and grab a third wire and electrocute himself. And I'm like, yeah, that's not working. That's broke.
Let's try something new.
Let's try something different. So we want to look at your network and things that could be done there. Maybe you've got computers that are running a little bit older. And again, we're going to talk about that here in a minute. And then, you know, I still find a lot of small businesses using inkjet printers.
Mm.
And when you look at the cost of what it takes to operate that inkjet printer over a laser jet printer,
right?
The savings is tremendous. I mean, there's just a huge amount that could be saved in just a year. You could pay for a laser printer.
Right.
So,
and then how long do they last?
Oh, I've got some out there that are almost 10 years old.
Okay. So they pay for themselves in a year and then saving money.
And then the rest of the time you're just saving money.
Huh.
So, you know, we want to look at these things. That's one of the features that we offer when we come out and we do on-site visit and we talk with you. We're going to look at your network. We're not just being nosy. We're trying to figure out what can we do to make you better.
So all we got to do is call up and say, hey, come out and give me some advice on what I can do.
And
everybody's going to want numbers,
free.
Too.
You know, and it's free. Yeah. It doesn't cost you anything for us to come out, talk with you, figure out what's going on, and let you know. We just went out on one job site where over the years, they'd had various people come out and install equipment and replace equipment and whatnot, and everybody just left their old equipment or the wires or all that stuff. So when we showed up, literally there was this mess, and I'm like, I can't even tell what you really have.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent an hour just taking out stuff that wasn't even connected,
right?
Wires that were just running to nowhere, not connected to anything. And they're like, huh, didn't even know that was not, you know,
right,
functional. We thought that was, you know, doing something.
Because if somebody fixing something, okay, this is going to work for sure for a month. You know, now I have to fix something else, and so
right, and they'd leave the old stuff in place and not take any of the old stuff out. So I did that, and I didn't charge them. I just went, you know, this is now we know what you've got,
right?
And sure enough, after I did that, most of their problems went away because it was a heat related problem, and they now had airflow, and they could, the equipment could breathe and do what it needed to do. And I was like, hey, great. And then they called me up a couple weeks later and said, you know, hey, we're going to go ahead and do some other stuff, and we want you to come out and do that because you just, you know,
you solved a lot of problems that we didn't know we had, or at least we didn't know why they were.
Right. Now we can, work on some other things because we took care of that problem, and we didn't even know we had this problem over here.
So if you want to save some money, just call Ralph up, and we'll let you know how to get a hold of him, man, just a little bit. Like Ralph said, it's free consultation, too. So what do you have to lose?
That's
it. Let him have, check it out. So what are the updates then? What are these creator updates?
Okay, so when they released Windows 10 2 years ago, they said, we're no longer going to come out with another operating system. We're going to do this update thing. It's called the creator updates. And that'll either add features or correct problems or so forth and so on. So Windows 10 is all we have. But now we've gotten to the point where they're wanting to do some updates, and they're wanting to discontinue support for some older updates. So there's something called, we're going to start using some new terms. There are different builds of the operating system. And one of the things that's getting ready to happen is they're going to discontinue support. They're not going to release any more updates or provide technical support for build 1511, which is basically the original build of Windows 10.
Okay.
They want everybody to stay on, I think it's 1709 or 1743. I can't remember what the exact, it's 1700 something. That's the current build. That's the one they're getting ready to release. They've released it to some, and then they're going to release it to more people as we go. But they're wanting folks to jump to that. Now, there's some upside and downside to this. If you are a Windows 10 original, in other words, you purchased a computer and it came with Windows 10 on
gotcha.
It. It's not an upgraded Windows 10. This is going to be a fabulous thing for you. You're going to love it. If you have Windows 10.
I love these little butts. He didn't but I could tell there was a change.
If you have Windows 10 and this is not an original, in other words, you upgraded from Windows 7 or Windows 8, this is going to tank you.
Oh, really?
It's going to tank you.
What
We've
you
seen a lot
of
this.
Then?
You're going to either roll back to Windows 7 or you are going to buy a new computer.
Huh. Wow.
And this is, we've kind of seen this, and we've talked about this.
I know you talked about
past.
That, but I didn't know it was going to be that drastic.
And it's we have seen this time and time again where Microsoft has tried to drive the market. This is where they're trying to do it again.
Okay, so again, tell the people, what do you have? And you might have a problem. Can you save it? Is there anything you can do?
Well, we can turn off Windows updates, but you're going to have to bring your computer into us to turn it off because it's not a. They've like it used to be. You could go into Windows updates and tell it, nope, don't want any more updates. Well, they removed that feature altogether.
Huh.
So there's a back door in that we can use where we can go in and shut it off. But it's not something that we would talk you through over the phone, something like that, because you can get into some other things that would create even more problems for you.
And this is if you updated your...
Well, if you updated... Right. If you had a 10. Windows 7 or a Windows 8 computer and you updated it to Windows 10, you would not want this. You really probably don't want to go to this update.
Okay.
Now, I can't say that for... Okay. There's a whole lot of caveats to this, mm-hmm. of course, because what it is there... We've talked about the KB Lake chipset.
Mm-hmm.
in the past, and that's really what's driving this, is whether your computer has that or not. And chances are, if you have a Windows 7 computer or some of the older Windows 8 computers, you probably don't have the KB Lake chipset.
Okay.
You probably have the Sky chipset.
Okay, so do we just bring it in?
Yep.
Okay.
Just bring it in and talk with us.
All right.
William, Zach, and I, all three of us, have been researching this and trying to figure out how to navigate this for our customers. And if you come in and talk with us, we can help you out.
Because didn't we have Windows 7, then update to 10?
Yes. Well, yes, but you guys were designed around a Windows 8 machine that would support this.
Okay. Okay. So, well, I got good news then. I had Ralph come out here and give me good news. Okay, some more Give me a reason for giving a tune-up. I'm going to use these later. What are the main reasons?
The main reason to get a tune-up is to keep your performance running well.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. You change the oil in your car. You rotate your tires, things like that. Routine maintenance. Mm-hmm. It's to help make your computer last longer. So we want to do a tune-up on our computer so that we can make sure that our computer is running as efficiently and properly as possible.
Do you have any idea how many more years you get out of a computer on the average if you get a tune-up every year?
What we see is probably 7 to 9 years out of a computer that gets annual tune-ups.
Uh-huh.
Over 5 years out of a regular one. I mean, it's a pretty significant because the computer's running better. Most of the time when somebody comes in to buy a new computer, it's because their computer is too slow. It's not because it's blown up, it's died, it's whatever.
Right.
It's because I'm sick and tired of how slow this is.
Uh-huh.
And we'll do a tune-up on that computer, and they'll use it for another 2 or 3 years.
Huh. And it's inexpensive, too. It's less than $70, too, for a tune-up.
$70 is what it is.
Pretty cool. Any other reasons we should get it other than speed and making it last longer?
Which
are two pretty good big reasons.
Well, those are the two big reasons. I mean, everything else that I would say would probably roll back to that. During a tune-up, we blow the dust out of it because the dust is what causes the computer to overheat, which can cause other issues, cause wear and tear on the computer that we don't even think of a computer having wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
We do a tune-up to update the drivers and update the software in the computer because those things change. It's not static. It's not like, I bought it, this is all I'll ever need kind of thing. And no, they update the drivers to make the drivers more efficient, fix bugs in the drivers. There are updates to Windows 7 or Windows 8 or Windows 10. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
Okay. Well, get your have Ralph come to you. You can bring your computer to him for a tune-up, have him check out your business, and if you had any kind of deals with 10, then how do we get a hold of you, Ralph?
You want to give us a call at 620-442-5091, and you can visit us on the web at mcsarkcity.com, or you can visit us on Facebook at McDonald's Computer Service, or you can stop by the store at 111 South Summit Street across from the old Burford Theater on the same block as Union State Bank.
How about that? Good seeing you, Ralph.
All right.
It's 927.